Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
You may have had the experience of literally having stellar growth in your business and have it grow financially and in volume. And all of a sudden you think, oh, I've arrived. I'm successful. Beware. As Zaccheo from Coca-Cola Company was quoted as saying, "As I'm leery of the individual that thinks they're success, they're on their way down." It's the hubris of the pride before the fall. I learned a long time ago, I'm not a man looking for success. I'm a man looking for the fulfillment of a mission, and allow the success and the failure perceptions to be used, both of them, as feedback systems. As long as we get addicted to success, we're going to fear the failure. When we get frightened by the failure, we're going to be fantasizing about success, both of which will occupy space and time in our mind and distract us and run us and put us in our amygdala instead of our executive center, where we function strategically with a vision and objectively towards a goal. So the second you start to think that you're on top of the world and you think you've arrived, and you'll typically do the old, stop doing the things that got me there, because we tend to depurpose ourselves when we start to think we've arrived and we're successful and puff ourselves up. And we now go into a state of inauthenticity with pride, and we tend to repurpose ourselves when we go back down and go back to priority. It's very common when you start to think your success to set too big a goal in too short a time frame to humble you and to go and do lower priority things because you've arrived. You can take a break. And it's also sometimes when you're down and feel like you're a failure, go back and to reprioritize to higher priority things and focus on clients and to focus on the service and remember the mission. So don't let the outer labels of success and failure interfere with the long-term mission and vision of somebody who's got a calling to do, some real mission in the world of service. When people interview me, sometimes they say, "Dr. DeMartini, how do you become successful?" or something. And I say, I really don't think of myself as success. I think of myself as a man on a mission, because I've been humbled every time I've got cocky and brought back down into authenticity. And I've also been uplifted when I've been down to try to get me back into the center, back where I'm authentic. Pride and shame are not who you are. The real you is in the center. We have what is called a moral licensing effect to make sure we stay in the center, and a hedonic adaptation process to keep us centered from the fantasy of success and all pleasure. And because we are blind to the downsides when we're up, and we're blind to the upsides when we're down. And we see both sides, and we're more objective, and we can manage and mitigate risk and follow strategies when we're centered. So I'm not a promoter of the idea of success. I'm a promoter of fulfilling a mission, something deeply meaningful. You know, it's been stated by philosophers and thinkers and psychologists to pursue meaning more so than just a hedonistic pursuit of the happiness, the pleasure, of the immediate gratifying so-called success. Usually, if you think you're successful, you got a small vision, little experience. But when you actually feel that you've really got a strong mission, you see everything as feedback, not as I've achieved. It's feedback to keep refining, to keep polishing, to keep growing towards a greater mission, a greater fulfillment. It's not to say that you don't thank yourself and the people involved in the process of accomplishing some objective, but beware of the pride and the exaggeration that some people call success. It usually means you're on your way down and not centered and focused. So I learned a long time ago when I was in practice years ago, if I had a big day and I thought I'd really, wow, look how great I am and everything else, I would be driving home awful puffed up, and I noticed my family or spouse would usually humble me. And I realized that I was inauthentic and they were there helping me become authentic. And if I was having a low day, they would lift me up. And I was realizing that the world around you, the social feedback, is trying to guide you back into authenticity, where you're setting real objectives with real strategies, you know, with real time frames. So don't let the illusions of success and failure distract you from your mission. Be focused in the center and stabilize yourself, and don't let the emotions of one or the other, the highs and lows, interfere with a long-term mission. If you're driving down the road and you're looking at one white line at a time, you're going to wobble all over the place. If you look at a tree 5 miles away and you focus on that tree, you can drive a straight pathway. People that used to plow fields know that you look at a tree down the thing and you got a straight furrow. Well, the same thing in life. If you don't want the vicissitudes and volatilities, keep focused on the long-term mission and allow the volatilities that come, use as feedback. Use them as feedback. Don't use them as I've arrived, I'm successful, or I'm failure. The fear of failure because of success, the addiction to success, and the fantasy success because of fear of failure are distractions from a mission. Stay focused on your mission.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.